Nearly 15 years ago, Harriet seemed to be dying. She had stage 4 colon cancer. Rebecca believed that her mother was dying, and for the first time, she began to feel close to her. She sometimes lay in bed at night and cried, alone, or with Peter Bigelow, who taught architectural history at Harvard. He held her and listened while she talked about how hard it was to be finding her mother and yet losing her at the same time. Incredibly, Harriet didn't die. The operation was successful, and she kept having more surgeries. Rebecca kept driving down and spending time with her mother, but she couldn't keep it up. The attention, the sympathy, the friendship, the aimless joy of just hanging around with her mother, watching the TV news. She had burned herself out. Harriet started feeling that Rebecca wasn't visiting often enough. It was true, she was coming down less often. But oh, that enough. That tricky, guilty-sounding word that doesn't even need to be spoken between a mother and daughter because both of them can see it lying there between them, injured and complaining. A big, violent-colored wound.